everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
With the coronavirus all the rage, and not in a good way, stay-at-home mandates, social distancing, schools, colleges, businesses, all closed for business, and a pandemic that promises to wreak havoc on the most innocent if precautions are not taken, and seriously so, there is one mom who refuses to give in to the fear, the panic, and even the dread some parents are now having simply because their kids are at home and not in school. Yikes, what to do? Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony in a Testimony special, actress, author, filmmaker, writer and producer, as well as wife of legendary Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo, and so much more. Please welcome Sam Sorbo. Sam, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great. I love that. I love that intro. I saw an article. Oh my gosh, my kids are at home. What am I supposed to do with them? Does the government just expect me to raise them now?
In your recently released They're Your Kids, an inspirational journey from self-doubter to homeschool advocate, you lay out your thoughts for homeschooling, which no doubt is more relevant now than it was then, with school shutting down, kids at home. And in fact, you recently coined the term, let me know if I have this right, accidental homeschooler because of it.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah.
And the effect, if any, the coronavirus has had on your own family?
Well, as you know, we homeschool, right? I've been homeschooling for years. So our kids, it's business as usual in a sense, except that we don't have the extracurricular stuff. So we're not going to games, sporting events and stuff like that. And we also participate in a co-op, an education co-op, and so we're not meeting. So that's happening online. I don't know if you've noticed, but the internet just seems to be completely overwhelmed, and it's because all of these people are now doing their business meetings and other things that they would normally do in person. They're all doing it online, and so it's stressing the system. I'm actually surprised at how well the system's holding up for them. But in terms of education, you know, for us, I started doing these videos right when this started because I recognized there are millions of families who feel sort of orphaned by the system. They're stranded. There are public schools that have just sort of sent the kids home, and I know of many schools that still haven't provided any kind of resources for the parents and said, basically, you're on your own. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who is no friend to homeschooling, actually advocated for homeschooling because there's nothing else that they can do. And so I started doing videos on my YouTube channel and just to try to reassure parents. First of all, education is not as complicated as the educators make it out to be. They make it sound like you can't do it because that's job security for them. But I'm here to tell you, you can do it. It's not rocket science. It's just educating your fourth grader or your sixth grader or your eighth grader or what have you, okay? And there are so many, there's such a plethora of curriculum that's available online. It's quite phenomenal, actually. And so what I'm hopeful for is that this is an opportunity for people to come together in family, as members of a family, and join together as a team, basically. And also, it's a great opportunity for families to explore home education because they're basically being forced to. They're accidentally homeschooling without even knowing it, right? And, you know, I said on the, I'm doing live YouTube feeds every morning now as well. And I said on the one this morning, I said, you know, if this is a complete bust and you go back to school in the fall, you'll be just along with everybody else. It's not like the other people have this all figured out and they're getting it done and you're the odd man out because you don't know what you're doing when you're homeschooling your public school child. So just take this time, enjoy the time for what it is, and try some new things. Try it on and see if maybe it fits. I've gotten so many emails from parents saying, you know, in the last 10 days, my kid has just grown in leaps and bounds. This is much better than sending them to school every day. I'm astonished at how fast they can learn stuff. But it's just me. And like, it's an amazing opportunity. I think we're going to see a huge surge in home education. And I also think that the situation is planting doubt in the minds of parents. I mean, I'm not afraid to say this. I don't understand parents are emailing me, right? I don't understand how a school does not send any work home. If it's so important that these children be educated on this schedule, at this day and time, every day, and that they have this curriculum that's all important, this curriculum that you can't live without because the schools know what they're doing, right? If that's the case, why aren't they sending work home for the kids? Why am I continually hearing, well, what about the food? I thought we were talking about education, and they're not sending the stuff home. And I mean, if nothing else, just some worksheets. Like, where is just something for the parents to pursue with the children at home? But they were just cut loose. So you have to ask yourself, well, then, one, if the school doesn't even know what they're teaching the child tomorrow or the next day or the next week, how important can it be? How organized are they?
Sam Sorbo and homeschooling mom and advocate. Question, what benefits does homeschooling have that typical structured classroom schooling does not, in your view? And I think you've already answered that in part. And secondly, what has been the hardest thing for you about homeschooling and the easiest? For the novice out there listening who has never homeschooled,
oh, gosh. Okay, so the hardest thing for me was overcoming my insecurity, which I think I share with most of the rest of the world. But what I've realized in this process, and it is a process, it's a learning experience to educate your children. It's a learning experience to be a home educator. And once you embrace that and you realize you're not supposed to know it all, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to show your children how to learn. And the only way you can really do that is by learning with them, okay? Once I realized that the school had taught me that I was inadequate, had taught me to be insecure, had taught me that I was incapable, the school had. Mm-hmm. And that's when sort of everything shifted. And that's why the subtitle of my book is An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter to Homeschool Advocate. Well, why was I a self-doubter? I graduated. I mean, here's what I ask parents. If you graduated high school and you feel inadequate to teaching a third grader, isn't there something wrong with that? Once you graduate high school, shouldn't you be qualified to teach a young person? I'm not saying qualified to teach them calculus. Maybe you barely made it through calculus. But certainly qualified to teach a young person how to read or how to analyze a book, how to write a book report, come on. And then the second question is this, I gotta ask this, why would you even consider sending your pride and joy, your progeny, your young person, into that system that turned out the likes of you? Why would you consider even doing that when the system produced somebody who is too insecure to teach a third grader? Come on, put your thinking cap.
Amen and amen. So that leads me to my next question. What curriculum have you used, and can that help ease the insecurity, if you will? In other words, parents have a standard curriculum that they use to teach their children, or do you?
Okay, so there are a plethora of curricula out there. They're all over the place. You can't go on the internet without finding, especially these days, because now all the homeschool curriculum companies are like advertising because they know there are a bunch of parents. They're just floundering out there. Okay, so there are plenty of curriculum. I, in my book, They're Your Kids, I go through some of the choices that I made. I don't get paid by them. I just really enjoyed, I like to point out the ones that really work for me. And I point out some of the flaws that I found, that, you know, pieces that didn't work for me. The thing is, once you start down that road and you connect with other parents, because that's the other joy, right? There's a community. There's a tremendous homeschool community. So you connect with other parents. What worked for you? What didn't work for you? Why did that work for you? Oh, that's not, we're not like that. You know, oh, you're very structured. Well, we're not really that structured. Do you know anybody who likes the sort of not structured version of that? That kind of thing, right? Once you connect with those people, then you start to piece together the curriculum that's going to work for you. And by the way, every child is different. But the school system doesn't understand that, right? For them, it's one size fits all. They're pursuing Common Core because, yes, of course, everybody wants their child to be common. It's in the name, folks. Like, I don't understand why we just sign up for this stuff. No, that's not true. Understand it. We are incapable of sort of going on the offense and trying to fix what's happening in our school is because we've been taught not to, and we were very good students. Everybody says the schools are broken. No one's doing anything. Why? It's because we were taught not to. Don't talk out of turn. Raise your hand. Change classes when the bell rings. And now we're just a bunch of slaves, basically. And so I see this as a tremendous opportunity, this coronavirus. Yes, it's a tragedy, but it's also a tremendous opportunity. And by the way, I'm not the only one who sees it that way, right? The left sees it that way as well. So I'm just going to grab the bull by the horns and try to make hay while it shines, because we have an opportunity here for parents to wake up. It's a great opportunity for parents to see some of the work that their kids are doing. You know, they've tried to put everything online. And then it goes online, and then they're like, oh, we can't show you what the kids are doing. You have no idea what they're teaching your child in school.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. You have to keep up with what you're doing. So you've answered my question, which, what benefit does homeschooling have versus the typical structured classroom schooling? And that is, you've just said it, individual, personalized attention, and what better way to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Sam Sorbo, actress, author, producer, filmmaker, and syndicated radio and podcast host, and wife of legendary Hercules actor, Kevin Sorbo. You can learn more about Sam's work, ministry, and mission by visiting samsorbo.com and get the encouragement you need for your family, your faith, in your marriage, and more. You will be blessed that you did. Sam, thank you for taking the time to bless, encourage, and give hope to every homeschooling parent and those yet to be. You've been there. You know. You recently released They're Your Kids. It's more timely now than ever, and perhaps a guidepost going forward for homeschooling and what it really means to, quote, teach your children well, end quote, and not just from a classroom textbook, but in life and in the Lord, and beautifully so. We thank you, God bless you, and hats off to you.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.